So Sam, tell me how have preparations been leading into the Land Rover Burley horse trials?
Yeah, it's gone pretty well actually. I've got two classy horses, both have been around this course here. And they're in good form, but you know, I have just walked the course and gee, it's tough out there. So probably the toughest I've seen in a long time. I think it's going to be a really tough jumping competition. So hopefully they're in good form and their jumping can shine through.
It's dressage up first, obviously. How do they fare in that particular phase?
They're both consistent. Neither of them are absolutely outstanding, but they can both do a really good test. And, you know, I sort of feel if I can be in touch with the leaders, then I'll be really happy with that, because hopefully their jumping will come through. You know, as I was saying, it's a really tough course out there. So you're going to need some pretty special horses to get around it.
For you, what makes the Land Rover Burley Horse Trials so special?
Oh, what setting. I mean, the setting here is amazing. Beautifully cared for course, a beautifully built course. Great atmosphere and, you know, what a great prize to win. So I love it here.
You mentioned obviously competing with the front runners. Is that your expectations this weekend, to be pushing for that win?
Well, very much so. Last year on Happy Times I was third. This year, unfortunately, we don't have Andrew Nicholson here to beat us all. So there's no reason why, you know, that horse can't challenge to win the whole event. And then, of course, I've got Paul Ankbrocker, who has already won at four-star level. So, again, there's no reason why she can't be right up there. But you do need a bit of luck. Depends on a few other competitors. You know, there's chaps like William Foxpit and Michael Jung just to try and beat. So they're never easy to beat. But, you know, if I'm ever going to do it, it'll be on these two horses.